The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I am your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. This is Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I'll be reading you stories of inspiration and information, hoping that you will connect to your own success. This is November's episode, and it's Thanksgiving this month. So we'll be talking a little bit about things that we're thankful for with stories of Thanksgiving and a little bit of information about cooking for the season for people who are blind or print impaired. Let's get started. Let's begin with getting those dishes ready for the holiday. Let's give you some great information on how to do that. This information is coming from Hadley'sHelp.org. You can continue to enjoy your time in the kitchen no matter your level of vision. Discover some new ways to approach everyday cooking tasks as well as cooking for the holidays. Even with limited vision, you can prepare meals safely in your kitchen. One thing you can prepare is something like fruit and fruit salad. But the safety tips and techniques provided with what I'm telling you will help you make sure you are safe with your vegetables and your fruits. Good lighting helps with all kitchen tasks. Lighting under the top cabinets brightens the countertop surface. You can also work by a window to use natural light. Anything you have that may be dirty, like fruit or vegetables, you want to first clean them. If dirt is on your fruit or vegetable and it's hard to see, you can use a strainer to rinse it in the sink. When you're done rinsing, you can check that the faucet is turned all the way off by passing your hand under the faucet. Next, cutting. If possible, have dark and white cutting boards or use a two-sided cutting board that has white on one side and black on the other. If you cut things like strawberries or vegetables or string beans, anything like that, use a white cutting board. The contrast makes it easier to see. Some practice and a little bit of planning go a long way to pouring hot and cold liquids safely and accurately. If possible, line up squarely with the surface in front of you. This helps you line up with what you're pouring and makes the job easier. If you're worried about spilling a little, think about working on a tray. If you do, any spills are on your tray and not on your work surface, and trays are easier to clean up. If you use a different color tray from your cups or bowls, it creates contrast, which is really helpful for any kitchen task with low vision. Pouring coffee into a light colored cup is easier to see than pouring it into a dark colored cup. Don't be afraid to experiment with lighting. Can you add a standalone lamp to create a brighter work area in your kitchen? Sure you can. It will help make things better for you. Losing some vision doesn't mean you have to stop cutting, chopping, or slicing your own ingredients. Here are some easy tools and techniques that keep you safe while preparing your meals. First, try doing all of your prep on a baking sheet or large tray. Everything stays in one place for easy cleanup. A nonstick mat underneath will stop the tray from sliding around while you're working. Now get everything you'll need out and ready. Pick out a cutting board with contrast in mind, a dark board for light colored food, and a white or light board for a dark food. Then it's easier to see what you're doing. Think about lighting, bright, even light that shines right on the job at hand and not in your eyes works best. Experiment a little, use combinations of overhead and task lights to create lighting that works for you. A cup of flour, a quarter cup of sugar, a teaspoon of cinnamon. It sounds like something delicious is happening in the kitchen. But before you can turn that recipe into something tasty, you'll need to measure those dry ingredients, and you probably want to get those measurements just right. Here are some tips and tricks to help you get the right amount of flour, sugar, spices, and other dry ingredients no matter your level of vision. Most measuring cups and measuring spoons have their sizes printed or engraved on the handle, but the numbers are usually small and they can be hard to see. There are several products available that have solved that problem. If buying new equipment is a good option for you, look into measuring cups and spoons that have braille, tactile, or large print numbers. You can also find measuring cups and spoons in dark colors, which work well for measuring light ingredients like flour, sugar, and salt. Now, when you're measuring liquid ingredients in the kitchen, you pretty much have two things in mind: getting the measurement right and trying not to spill. So we've got some pointers to help you add just the right amount of liquids to your recipes. No matter your level of vision, let's start with some general tips and techniques. First, it can be helpful to put your liquid ingredients in the refrigerator before it's time to measure them. That way you can feel the temperature difference against your warm hand, or the measuring cup as you pour in the cold liquid. Before you begin to pour, make sure you're standing or sitting in a stable position. You can lean against the countertop for balance and hold your elbows close to your body to help keep your hands steady. If you're pouring liquid directly from a bottle, touch the edge of the bottle to the rim of your measuring spoon or cup before you tip it. That helps you make sure you're pouring in the right place. You may need to lift your measuring device up to the bottle to do this. If you enjoy cooking, you know that many recipes call for mixing and spreading ingredients. Whether you're baking a cake, whipping up a main dish, or just making a quick sandwich, with a few tips and a little practice, you can make sure your ingredients are all mixed together or spread evenly no matter your level of vision. Let's start with mixing. One great tip for getting standard with any recipe is to begin by gathering and measuring your ingredients ahead of time. When you're mixing in a bowl, it can be helpful to use darker bowls for light colored foods and lighter bowls for dark colored foods. And choosing a larger bowl and one with a deeper sides can help reduce any splashes or spills. A larger bowl also makes it easier to get everything into the mixture instead of on the counter. Whether you love to cook fancy dinners or just need to heat up a quick bowl of soup, using a stovetop and oven with confidence means you have lots of options for preparing your meals. Losing vision can sometimes mean losing that confidence. Stovetops and ovens can be a hazard, and no one wants to get burned or cause an accident. But if you want to stay safe and still use your stovetop and oven, there are time-tested techniques for cooking your meals that don't require you to use your vision. Using these techniques means you'll stay independent in the kitchen and have all the cooking options you're used to. First, let's talk about the stovetop. If you're an experienced cook, you're already familiar with your stovetop layout. If you're using a new stovetop or haven't done much cooking before now, take some time to learn the location of the burners and controls. And finally, when it comes to meals, is it done? Well, a hot meal and an impressive dessert is always a great feeling when your favorite recipe comes out just right, whether you're cooking for yourself or whipping up treats for your family and friends. You can make sure every dish is cooked to perfection no matter your level of vision. All it takes is a few simple tricks. To get started, let's take a look at some things that you may have thought of or hadn't. Some recipes explain when a dish is done by describing how it looks, such as cook the meat until the juices run clear, or bake the cornbread until it's golden brown. Follow these guidelines Following these guidelines can be a challenge with lower vision, but here are some other methods you can use to check whether your snacks and meals are done. First, let's focus on the delicious smell of that dish you're making. Foods tend to have different smells when they're raw and when they're cooked, and the peak smell describes the scent and food, a scent the food has when it's done to perfection. Now, what about cleanup? Cleanup is very important as well when it comes to taking care of your surfaces, your home, and everyone. You wipe down the countertops after making a great meal, but then you put your hand down on something sticky. So you must have missed a spot. Ugh. Well, we've got some tips and tricks that'll have you successfully cleaning that flat surface like these. No matter your level of vision, right off the bat, you should try and keep all your cleaning products together in a container like a bucket or caddy. Put it in an easy to get to spot near the areas you'll use it in. This way, you won't have to search for the items you need, and you'll be less likely to pick up the wrong thing. If your cleaning products all look the same, you can check out the labeling works. You can check out the labels and to keep track of what's what. To clear off the countertop before cleaning, you'll use a systematic grid-like approach, front to back, left to right. Start with making a loose fist, then moving it front to back over the surface. These are some great tips to help you while you're cooking and cleaning up. And for those of you who may feel like it may be difficult to celebrate the holiday, there are many ways to celebrate Thanksgiving with people who are blind or visually impaired, including crafts. Make a thankful turkey jar by decorating a jar to look like a turkey and writing things you're thankful for in Braille and print on popsicle sticks to put inside. You can also make a Thanksgiving card with a Braille message. Tactile books. Create a tactile book to share what you're thankful for by including a representation, real object, photograph, or drawing on each page. You can add labels or text in print and Braille. Braille designs. Create Braille designs of a turkey or pie. Thanksgiving books. Read books about Thanksgiving, such as Clifford's Thanksgiving Visit or Squanto and the First Thanksgiving. Color and label. Use turkey activities to introduce a basic concept to young students who are visually impaired. Write a greeting card. Writing a customized greeting card is also wonderful. Help with meal preparation. A visually impaired child can help with Thanksgiving meal preparation. As Thanksgiving approaches, students are surrounded by fresh vegetables and discussions of great things that happened during Thanksgiving, and also about things to make them prepare for harvest. Some students may be more receptive than others about trying new foods and flavors. This is why preparing students for Thanksgiving harvest is a good idea. Most American families celebrate Thanksgiving. It is a time to get together with family and friends and reflect on the year. Families may celebrate the day in different ways. This may include politely trying different foods. It also is a good time to discuss thankfulness, and there is always something to be thankful for. One thing you can talk about with most people are recognizing plants that we eat. Recognize the food comes from surf sources other than grocery stores, crops. Investigate the characteristics and habitats of many different kinds of plants. Compare and contrast how some plants are alike and how they are different. Investigate and classify plants that are different by their leaves, their seeds, or vegetables. You can also discuss how food is a natural resource. Farmers grow vegetables, fruits, grains, and sell to companies that can, jar, or freeze them. other students and people that learn in classes gain awareness of Thanksgiving and the traditions that surround it that a lot of kids learn in school. Sometimes they explain why you can't have everything you want, and it also explains reasons for making particular choices for Thanksgiving, as well as the opportunity cost, what you gave up to get what you want or what you needed for Thanksgiving. Those are those Thanksgiving blessings that come apart. Also, you want to identify what you have to buy for Thanksgiving or have your parents or family has to buy for Christmas. Oh, excuse me. I'm ahead of myself for Thanksgiving. We'll get on that the following month. Also, very good things, certain foods and products in certain places are best for Thanksgiving. So these are some of the things that help people to understand Thanksgiving and good materials that are considered for Thanksgiving and harvesting. Some of those things are acorn squash, beans, beets, bread, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, celery, corn, cranberry sauce, cucumbers, eggplant, football, gravy, hay, lettuce, linens, mashed potatoes, napkin rings, onions, pea pods and peppers are all things that are used during the holiday or participating in during the holiday. And here's a couple of fun facts. Thanksgiving in North America originated from a mix of European and Native traditions. Prayers and Thanksgiving ceremonies are common in many countries following harvest. Thanksgiving was first celebrated on the same date by all states in 1863 by presidential proclamation of Abraham Lincoln. And from pastorliteracy.org, here are some lessons about Thanksgiving. Lessons and ideas. Here are several lessons, crafts, ideas, and turkey grill designed for Thanksgiving. As a way to celebrate what we are thankful for, here are a few lessons and ideas for people who are visually impaired. These include goals, objectives, and skills that are baseline for learning in a fun and a creative way during this time of year. As I said earlier, thankful turkey jars. This project is decorated jars to look like turkeys. You write things in Braille and print them and say what you're thankful for and attach the words onto popsicle sticks, then place them inside the jar. Tactile turkeys, a fun and multi-purpose craft activity for Thanksgiving for different people. You can also substitute some of the texture feathers for real feathers. Tree of Thanks, leaves in a pile. This Thanksgiving craft gives people with visual impairments and other special needs a chance to write about what they are thankful for and also a nice decoration. Turkey Braille design, a thankful theme Braille design. These are all different things to help make your day a special one. Making holiday traditions through teaching is a good idea to learn different things. Thanksgiving is a time to give thanks for our blessings and to celebrate with loved ones. For blind and visually impaired people, Thanksgiving can be a special time to connect with others and enjoy the holiday. Some ideas for how to do special Thanksgiving celebrations for blind and visually impaired people. Serve a traditional Thanksgiving meal with modifications for blind and visually impaired people. This could include using descriptive labels on dishes, providing Braille menus, and cutting food into small pieces. Plan activities that are accessible to blind and visually impaired people. This could include games, music, and storytelling. Make sure that all decorations and signage are accessible to blind and visually impaired people. This includes using Braille labels and tactile signage. Provide transportation for blind and visually impaired people who need it. This could include hiring a bus or van or providing a transportation from a local organization. Make sure that the event is inclusive and welcoming to all. This could include providing accommodations for people with other disabilities. What activities can be done? Here are some. Games. Pin the tail on a turkey with a tactile tail. Bingo with Braille bingo cards. Musical chairs with a musical cue instead of a visual cue. Music, live music, karaoke with Braille song lyrics, dancing with a dance instructor who can provide verbal cues, storytelling, traditional Thanksgiving stories, personal stories about Thanksgiving, stories from other cultures about Thanksgiving. And here are some additional tips for planning a Thanksgiving celebration for people who are blind or visually impaired. Send out invitations early so that people have time to plan. Provide clear directions to the event. Make sure that the venue is accessible to blind and visually impaired people. Have volunteers on hand to help people with disabilities. Be patient and understanding. By following these tips, you can help to ensure that everyone has an enjoyable, happy Thanksgiving. And of course, with the season coming to us and many seasons, a couple seasons coming to us about us spending time together, and you'll gather with family and friends that you haven't seen in a while, while it may be tricky planning for this assortment of guests, the question is, are you able to accommodate everyone coming over for the holidays, including friends and family that are visually impaired? While canned cranberry may be enough for that one uncle that may need to be more done this year for those who need a little extra help. Looking at the facts now, approximately 12 million people 40 years and over in the United States have a vision impairment. When it comes to quality of life for many of these people affected, it can often feel alienating to not be able to participate in many activities due to lack of vision. However, there are many solutions to ensure you or loved ones can join in all the family fun this season thanks to assistive technology. Never miss a precious moment again. If a loved one is afraid of missing out on a big game with the family or even a little backyard football, no fear, for digital magnifiers are definitely here. Magnifying television glasses, for example, are meant to magnify at a distance. If you put these on while sitting in your chair, the television will appear twice as large, which may be exactly what you need to see what's going on. If that doesn't seem like enough, a spectacle mounted telescope can be recommended, which will allow you to magnify distant objects even more. Vision Buddy is a special wearable technology, one of a kind of creation that empowers visually impaired people to perform their day-to-day functions and activities on their own. This device was created to choose with eye conditions such as glaucoma, macular degeneration, Stargardt, and retinitis pigmentosa. You can do all these activities mentioned above with Vision Buddy. The TV watching capability is especially the star of the show. Vision Buddy works by directly streaming the TV screen into the headset, giving you a really cool personalized movie theater effect. You can zoom in and out to your liking. Find out more about it at getvisionbuddy.com and use code Turkey21 for $50 off your down payment. Again, that's getvisionbuddy.com and use code Turkey21 for $50 off your down payment. And guess what? There are 7 best foods for macular degeneration this holiday season that you may not know about. When it comes to the best dishes to enjoy at home or even at your favorite restaurant, while you rejoice at the thought of upcoming holiday festivities, make sure you remember to include loved ones dealing with a visual impairment. As a thoughtful gesture, you should consider preparing foods that can contribute to better and improved eye health for people with macular degeneration or AMD. Let's take a brief overview of macular degeneration to understand what your loved ones go through regularly. If you struggle with macular degeneration yourself, consider opting for following food recommendations to keep the fun of the holiday season alive. Foods that are good, coming from the Eye Institute experts, outline following nutrients as the most important ones for AMD patients, especially for the holidays: zinc, copper, vitamin E, vitamin C, and beta carotene. And some of the best ones are whole grains, Don't miss out on freshly baked loaves of bread and lots of baked goodness during the upcoming celebration. You'll find these at year end when baked muffins and breads are the main highlights. For a loved one with macular degeneration, you can switch to whole grain flour for healthier breads and muffins. We also talk about fish. Fish contains a high amount of fatty acids, omega-3, and it is very good for you. Good for all of us. Leafy greens, veggies. Never forget to include leafy greens in your daily life. They are a vital source of essential vitamins, including vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin A. Moreover, leafy greens like vegetables include cauliflower, cabbages, and others can improve mineral levels in the body and help nourish the retina. Spinach and bell peppers are other sources of essential vitamins. Lean beef. If you're looking to serve meat at dinner and are inviting a loved one with AMD, make sure to include some turkey or some lean beef because it's rich in zinc. The nutrient nourishes the retina's layers. While lean meat offers protein and required carbs to keep energy levels up, it also provides zinc and other vital minerals for a healthy retina. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are a warehouse of lutein, vitamins, and beta-carotene. You can make them sweet or sour, but why not try a blend of both? This way, your friends and family members get a taste of fantastic holiday dishes along with a dose of essential nutrients. Red bell peppers. Among all the bell peppers, red bell peppers are the easiest to incorporate into delicious and tantalizing meals. They offer a flavorful taste along with rich qualities of beta carotene. Butternut acorn squash. Butternut and acorn squash are healthy diet options. So if a loved one struggles with deteriorating visual conditions, ensure a healthy diet include acorn butternut squash for their holiday meals. This way, they enjoy a delicious meal that's full of virtual vital nutrition for their eye health. And from the American Foundation for the Blind.org website, they say, today, as you think about the things you are grateful for, this is for Thanksgiving, remember this. Please know that they're thinking of you and everyone from Triangle Radio Reading Service. I said Triangle Radio Reading Service, North Carolina Reading Service. Oh, have it. We all are thinking about you, and we're thankful for your kindness and commitment to creating a world with no limits for people who are blind and visually impaired. Each day of the 100 years since their founding, so they say thank you. Also, we want to say thank you. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time for everyone to get together, to be prepared, and know that there's no barriers to you or anyone else that you love. And here's a inspirational little bit of a story that comes from blindguy.com. As Thanksgiving approaches for the United States, the author says he posts a thriving with sports post might be relevant. After all, Thanksgiving always makes me think of football. Perhaps it's a backyard football game or the marathon of traditional NFL games. This Thanksgiving, do something active to offset all of the amazing food and drink you are likely to enjoy. Sports and activity in general are an essential part of thriving. Your body and mind will thank you, and you will improve your odds of aging well. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, our time has ended for today, but we thank you for listening. The content of this program has been intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Until next time, happy Thanksgiving. See you next time on the radio. I'm your host, your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. ¶¶